Opie and Waverly out to center court now, taking the tip-off for the Lady Bulldogs. It will be Josie Romig stepping into the Power E here at White Auditorium. For Opie is Millie Bailey, the junior. Pretty even matchup between the two, both listed at just about 5'9", 5'10". With the ponytail, I think you might have to put Millie Bailey at about 5'11". Ball up in the air, and it's one into the backcourt for Olpe. You're going right to left as we see the action here on the west side of White Auditorium in their home whites with green numbers and letters. Eagles across the chest. Waverly in their road blacks. Orange letters, white trim with Waverly across the chest. Left side with it now is Bailey. Bailey drives inside the lane, hangs it off the left side and in. Millie Bailey makes it 2-0 Olpe to start things off here. Waverly looking to answer. Three is on the way, but just a bit too long. That three fired up by Allie Stuckey. And ball will go out of bounds on the opposite end. Trying to save it was Millie Bailey. She won't be able to get there. Katie Robert will apply some full court pressure here early on as Waverly inbounds it into the hands of Josie Romig. Ball turned over in the lane. Michael, you were saying something. I apologize.
I was just going to say, Opie 9-3 on the season. Coach Ron Slaymaker's second year at the helm now.
Millie Bailey, right side. Jumper is good.
Last year ended, Opie did not make the championship final for the first time since 1999, but they've kind of gotten past the shadows of that 2021 graduating class.
Ball comes free in the lane on the Waverly side. Traveling with it will be Ava Clark, and that'll be the first turnover for Olpe in this ball game. Already two turnovers for Waverly. 4-0 the lead for Olpe. 6:53 remaining in the first quarter. Bringing it across half court for the Lady Bulldogs is Romig. Romig matching up with Millie Bailey. Now up to the top into the hands of Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood loses it in the lane. It's taken away by Lily Skowski, the freshman. That's been a phenomenal asset to the team this year. Ball goes out of bounds yet again over on the Olpe side. That'll be the second turnover for the Lady Eagles.
Yeah, three. Actually, I've gotten down for three taken. Three turnovers apiece here in the first minute and a half.
Waverly with a turnover on the inbound. The inbound from Lockwood went over the head of Romig. It's taken away by Bailey, and a layup by Katie Robert is no good, but she'll be fouled and going to the line for two.
Madison awaits the victor of this game. They defeated Southern Coffee County earlier this afternoon, 62-21.
Serenity Lockwood picks up the foul for Waverly, her first, team's first. Robert, setting for the first of two, puts it up. Good. 5-0 now for Olpe, 6:26 remaining in this opening quarter. Robert for her second. Puts it up, and good. Katie Robert with 2 points, Millie Bailey with 4 points, 6-0 the lead for Olpe now. Romig across half court, cuts into the lane, layup right side is good, uncontested. Josie Romig took it coast to coast, and not much contestation there from Olpe. A quick turnover on the opposite end now into the hands of Lockwood across half court. With the steal was Allie Stuckey. Left side, Romig going to drive left block, cuts it off, and turns it over into the hands of Ava Clark. Olpe back on the attack, leading things 6-2 with under six to go in the first. Clark at the foul line, goes right side. Bailey thought about a three, won't take it. Goes to Robert, she'll think about it too, and decides to give it up left side, or I should say left elbow, to McKenna Broyles. Now back to Robert at the top. Being pressured here by Lockwood. Now right elbow into the hands of Lily Skowski. Skowski drives, goes left wing. Robert, three on the way, is off the mark. And a stretching save for Waverly by Addison Miller. Romig has it now. Skips it right corner into the hands of Stuckey. Goes foul line to Lockwood, who's pushed from behind. See who they award this to. That's going to go against Katie Robert. That's her first, team's first. In for the Lady Bulldogs is the 5'9 sophomore Emma Glover. She will replace Kate Wagner. Glover will inbound it from the right side of the basket on the Waverly end. Needs to get it up. And Coach Ty Piper will take a 30-second timeout as there was just no one around. Almost in risking a 5-second call. 6-2 is the lead for Olpe. 5:21 remaining in this first quarter. And thus far, some errors on both sides of the court. So you got to think maybe Coach Ty Piper giving Coach Slaymaker a little bit of time to talk things over and get his girls settled down as well, Mike.
Yeah, it's not been the best start for either team. 9 turnovers amongst each other. Obviously, Opie got that 6-2 lead, but outside of the breakaway there by Josie Romig, that's their only field goal attempt.
Coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Tournament is brought to you by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Ready to help you find the home of your dreams? Contact Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate at 620-343-5100. Inbounds goes right corner to Allie Stuckey. Stuckey now at the top to Lockwood. Launches a three. It's a bit long. The rebound will roll around on the floor. It's saved by Ava Clark. Now to the hands of McKenna Broyles. No pressure applied by Waverly as Katie Robert brings it into the front court. Now matching up with Lockwood. Left side to Clark. Loses the handle at the top of the power E. Stuckey may have got a hand in there. She gets it back, and Clark will dribble it off her own foot, but not before she's fouled. Going to give that one to Serenity Lockwood. That'll be her second, team second. Bailey inbounds it to Robert. Jumper left block, no good. Rebound won by Waverly. Ooh. Romig throws it right side to Stuckey. A little bit of contact with Robert. No foul called. Ball will be poked out of bounds by Millie Bailey. It'll stay here with Waverly. Yeah,
Katie Robert got bowled over on that one.
She's not used to that.
Kind of surprised for that no call, but here comes the substitution for Lockwood. That's a tough break there, picking up your second foul, not even halfway through the first quarter, but already at a depleted bench.
Lockwood, the senior, needed that leadership on the floor. She'll be replaced by the 5'4 sophomore, Zoe McNabb. Opie with the steal off the inbounds. Bailey with the top of the key now on the Opie end. Gives it to Katie Robert. Robert near the top of the power E. Goes to Skalski at the top. She drives inside the lane. Floater just too strong. Rebound put back by Skalski is good. Lily Skalski now in the score sheet. 4:16 remaining. It's 8-2 Olpe. Left side of the floor, Addison Miller throws it in the lane to Zoe McNabb, who's just a little far away. Can't get it as Katie Robert misses on the left side layup on the other end. Roma gets the board. Now right block going coast to coast. Fires a hook shot. It's no good. Ball free in the lane. We get a tie-up for it. It'll stay with Waverly on the possession arrow. 3:53 remaining here in the first quarter. Thus far, scoring-wise, it's been all Opie as they are leading things 8-2. Getting set to check into the Opie lineup will be Grace Coughlin, the junior. She'll replace Millie Bailey in the lineup. Inbounding for Waverly is Emma Glover. Glover, right side baseline, overthrows the inbounds to Allie Stuckey. Stuckey would have needed about 6 more inches if she wanted to get a fingertip on it. That's the 7th turnover for Waverly in the early going of this matchup. Something they'll need to clean up in the quarter break. 3:45 remaining here in the first. Katie Robert, a nice move to get to the foul line. Bounce pass right side to Coughlin. Goes up for the shot. Has it altered by Josie Romig, and they're going to call Romig for a late foul. Coughlin will go to the line, and Coach Ty Piper does not like that call. I don't necessarily disagree with him.
I think that was more on Coughlin. She was a little bit too deep along the baseline and hit it on the bottom of the backboard.
Well, and it was a bit of a late whistle, too. Coughlin sets for the first, puts it up. It's good. Lead now 9-2. 7 points, largest of the night thus far for the Lady Eagles, who've led it the entirety of this first quarter. Coughlin sets for the second, knocks it down. 10-2 now the lead for the Lady Eagles. Romig has it in the backcourt, going to bring it up. Coughlin waiting for her across half court. Coughlin giving her no room to breathe. Nice little pick there as a three on the corner is no good for Addison Miller. Katie Robert gets the stretch pass down the way. Right side layup falls. Robert with 4 now, tying Millie Bailey for the lead score. As Romig hustles down the other way, Coughlin gets a poke at it, gets across half court, tried to feed it in the lane to Addison Miller. It's not going to happen as Lily Skalski will rip it away. Correction, the pass was intended to Emma Glover as Lily Skalski travels at the foul line.
They'll be really pushing the ball up and down the court. And that's something to be a note when Waverly does not have the deepest of benches tonight.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough for Waverly to keep up in this track meet.
Under three to go in the first quarter as Grace Coughlin collects a foul. Millie Bailey will check back into the Opie lineup. It's Coughlin's first, team second. Coming out for Opie is Ava Clark as Romig gets the inbound from in front of the scorer's table. At the top of the key now, gets inside the arc, just fires a wild shot, but I think the purpose of it was to do exactly what it did, draw contact. The foul goes against Lily Skowski. That'll be her first, team's third, and Romig will go to the line for two shots. Now, I don't think that was ever intended to fall in. I'm pretty sure she was just trying to generate the contact. Smart move there by Romig. Puts up the first, no good. Lockwood checks back in for Waverly. She will replace Allie Stuckey. Second shot on the way by Romig. Puts it up. Too strong on the back iron. Coughlin easily rips it down for Opie. Millie Bailey to Coughlin at the top of the power E in the backcourt. Goes to Katie Robert into the front court now. Matching up with Lockwood yet again. Left side to Lily Skowski. She drives in. Left block. Layup over the top of the defense. Good. Lily Skowski with 4 points now. She ties Katie Robert and Millie Bailey for lead score. Opposite end now, Addison Miller. Into the hands of Emma Glover, who shoots it right over the defender, off the glass and in. 14-4. Lead cut to 10 now. Olpe still leading the way. McKenna Broyles. Five-footer from the right side is good. Broyles now in the score sheet with 2 minutes left to go. 12-point lead yet again for Opie. Right side driving in is Zoe McNabb. McNabb gets cut off at the top of the key and travels before she can hit Romig with the pass. Jenna Smith back or now into the Opie lineup, back in the rotation after being out with an illness for about the second half of the season. So good to see her back on the court.
Yeah, she... been out since earlier, right before the Christmas break, and had to miss all that practice. So as a senior, that was pretty difficult for Jenna, yeah. But fortunately she's able to get some action here tonight.
Lily Skowski up and in. Left block. She has six. 18-4 now the lead for Opie. A minute 34 remaining in the first quarter. Three on the way. It's good by Addison Miller, and Waverly needed that in a big way. That three-pointer, a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experienced the Midwest Land Group difference. Opposite end, Coughlin off the feed from Robert. Left side layup is good. Grace Coughlin now with four.
Excellent play there by Katie Robert to kind of generate that space. Caused that defender to leave Coughlin, and it was just an easy pass forward and easy finish for Coughlin. Now 10 turnovers for Waverly.
As Zoe McNabb couldn't hand on to the right wing pass, it goes out of bounds. Checking into the lineup for Waverly is Anna Matthews. The 5'6 junior taking a seat will be Zoe McNabb. Five on the floor there for Olpe. It's Skowski, Clark, Smith, as Roman gets a steal off the pass from Skowski to Smith. Can't hit the bunny on the layup, gets her own board, banks it off the glass, rolls around, and falls through. Josie Romig has four. As I was saying, Clark, Skowski, Coughlin, Bailey, and Smith out there for Olpe. For Waverly, it's Lockwood, Glover, Romig, as Coughlin gets fouled on her point-blank shot. Matthews, Romig, Lockwood, Glover, and Miller out there for Waverly as Coughlin at the line for two.
Romig picking up her second foul. Both her and Lockwood now in some foul trouble. That's going to have to play it safe here the rest of the way of the half.
Yeah, Romig and Lockwood both with two, as Mike mentioned. Coughlin knocks down the first, and we're going to get... Well, could have gotten a lane violation as Coughlin knocks down the second, but Anna Matthews jumped a little bit. She was excited. No pressure. No pressure applied by Opie, but nearly a turnover for Waverly. There's a miscommunication on the inbounds. Romig has it now. Right block. Throws it left corner. Three is on the way, but too long by Addison Miller. The rebound won by Romig. Put back. Hits side iron. Coughlin grabs it for Opie.
I think a lot of that
15 seconds remaining.
Sorry about that. I think a lot of that confusion came on that lane violation that wasn't called. I think Opie thought they were going to shoot some more free throws.
No shot by Lily Skowski as she was pushed from behind on the floor. So inbounds coming for Opie with 9.3 seconds remaining in the first quarter, leading it 22-9 over Waverly. Allie Stuckey checking back into the Waverly lineup. She will replace Josie Romig. Romig, again, with two fouls on the night. She joins Serenity Lockwood in that regard. Millie Bailey, right side of the basket, gives it to Skowski, cuts in the lane. No defense around. Up and in, Lily Skowski now with 8 points. 1 second remaining. Steal by Ava Clark, and she won't get a shot off in time, as that will do it for one. 24-9 is the lead for Olpe at the end of the first quarter. See if Waverly can bounce back into it in the second. We'll be right back after a 60-second timeout. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE-TV at KVOE.com.
Are you considering buying or selling land? Cody Thurston with Midwest Land Group can assist you through the process. Midwest Land Group is the fastest growing land brokerage in the Midwest and consistently sells properties for more money in less time and with less headaches than anyone else. When you work with Midwest Land Group, you get access to the tools and the resources needed to find the property for your needs or help you professionally market your property to the highest level. Call Cody Thurston at 620-794-1229.
Got a flat, dead battery, time for an oil change? Been ignoring that check engine light for too long? Visit Howie's Tire Shop in Opie to get your ride back on the road. Howie's isn't just tires and repair. They offer full-service mechanical work, including shocks, steering, suspension, and maintenance. If it's under the car or under the hood, they can fix it. Howie's Tire Shop, proudly serving the Opie area and beyond. Located at 3 West Highway 99 in Opie, just across the street from the Chicken House.
Back inside White Auditorium, Tegan Tarun, Michael Deeker, and our second girls' game of the afternoon, or I should say evening now, here at the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. Opie leads it 24-9 at the start of the second quarter. Jenna Smith, foul line jumper is no good, but Josie Romig with the rebound for Waverly. Crosses over, Millie Bailey skips it left side. Lockwood contested three on the way, hits the side of the backboard, and Grace Coughlin there to pick up the loose ball. Right side now, Bailey. Drives in, right block, gets tapped on the wrist. That's going to go against Romig. That will be her third. So coming in for the Lady Bulldogs will be Addison Miller, likely to replace Romig. Again, that's her third foul of the evening. 7:34 remaining in the half as Millie Bailey puts up the first of two. Swish. Bailey now with 5 points. Bailey sends for the second. Puts it up. That one's no good.
First miss by Opie now. They started their 7 out of 7 to begin the ball game for the charity stripe.
And we get a foul on the rebound by Opie. That's going to go against Grace Coughlin. That will be her second. Team's fourth. Waverly with 16 fouls in the first half. Lockwood with the inbounds. Gets across half court despite heavy pressure from Millie Bailey of Opie. Lockwood. Skips it left side of the floor into the hands of Zoe McNabb. Now back to Lockwood in the left corner. She'll drive in left block. Baseline reverse layup is altered and taken away by Lily Skowski. Skowski hustling down the other way. Cuts into the lane. Goes left side. Coughlin, five-footer. Good. Grace Coughlin with 8 points now. She joins Lily Skowski in scoring as Lockwood has it poked away at half court. It's picked up in the backcourt by Addison Miller. Miller trying to get the offense reset here as thus far Waverly has yet to score in this second quarter. 6:45 remaining in the half. Trapped in the right corner is Allie Stuckey. Stuckey into the lane to Addison Miller. Wide open. Good. Sorry, Emma Glover actually with that one. Glover ends the run by Opie. Right block. Coughlin opposite end. Short on the point blank jumper from the right block. Rebound will be fought for. And one by Waverly, as Coughlin will pick up her third foul. Kenzie Curzon and McKenna Broyles check back into the Opie lineup for Jenna Smith and Grace Coughlin. out there for Opie now. It's Katie Robert, Millie Bailey, Ava Clark, McKenna Broyles, and Kenzie Curzon. Driving inside the lane was Lockwood. Try to hang it right side and has it taken away by Olpe. Katie Robert now goes left side inside the arc. Jumper no good by McKenna Broyles. Lockwood with the rebound, and Curzon immediately ties up with her. Good job there by Curzon to try and rip that ball away. 27-11 is the lead for Olpe over Waverly. 6:08 remaining. Alternate possession. It'll be Waverly ball off the jump. Zoe McNabb will inbound for the Lady Bulldogs to Serenity Lockwood, but not before Millie Bailey gets a pawn and knocks it out of bounds into the waiting hands of Marvin Teichman, who's sitting over on the opposite side.
Got plenty of photographers here today.
Yeah, definitely won't miss a moment. Millie Bailey steals the inbounds. Now on the right block, goes right wing. Three on the way by Katie Robert. Good. Katie Robert with the Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. Experience the Midwest Land Group difference. It makes it 30-11.
A stoppage there for Millie Bailey. She went down kind of holding that right knee. And that's a major concern for Opie. Millie missed the majority of her her sophomore season because of a torn ACL. So hopefully just a kind of a bang-up play right
Lily
there.
Lily Skalski steals a pass intended for Lockwood near half court. Now goes right wing to Ava Clark. Clark shakes off Lockwood, goes to Curzon. Three on the way. Good! Kenzie Curzon with a Cody Thurston Land Agent 3. And thus far,
and Opie with the steal on the inbound. And then
Katie Robert got fouled.
Yes,
and we are in the bonus. Waverly's seventh foul, but Robert shooting two.
16 turnovers now for Waverly.
Zoe McNabb with her first foul. 5:44 remaining in the half. Robert sets for the first, puts it up, hits the front, rolls in. Katie Robert now with 8 points. Puts up the second and too short. Rebound. Won by Opie. Lily Skalski takes it away. Now left block, gives it to Curzon left wing. Skips it up top. Ava Clark, three on the way. No good. Rebound one by Emma Glover, and she will be fouled. But there was two white jerseys swatting at her. See who they give it to. They're going to give it to McKenna Broyles. That will be Broyles' first. Should be team's sixth. And it is. 5:30 remaining in the first half. Opie still leading it 34-11 as trying to steal it on the inbounds again was Opie, and Katie Robert knocks it out of play, so it'll stay with Waverly in full team effort here on the full court pressure by Olpe. They're trying to put this one away. Baseline inbounds intended for Lockwood. Takes a bad bounce and once again goes over into the audience. So another costly turnover for Waverly. Again, trailing it 34-11. McKenna Broyles. Inbounds at top of the key. Ava Clark thought about the three. She decides against it. Now goes to McBroyles. Right wing, top of the key. Three by Katie Robert is short, but I think Lockwood got a hand on it. Skalski gets the board for Olpe. Now in the hands of Broyles. Four-foot jumper is good, but it won't count as McKenna takes a few extra steps before. Coach Slade telling her, keep your feet down. And Coach Slay, uncharacteristically vocal here. You can't usually hear him from his side of the bench, but I think we were even picking him up on our headsets
He's been much more animated this year than he was last year, and it's really paid dividends for them with that 9-3 record.
I agree. Ava Clark tried to find Lily Skalski on the baseline, and she throws it away. Stole the inbounds once again. 5:08 remaining in this first half as Zoe McNabb tried to inbound it to Addison Miller, and it's poked out of bounds again by Olpe. Having trouble just getting the ball in the play is Waverly. Near the baseline, the inbounds goes to Addison Miller. Miller trying to get around Katie Robert. Robert, a lot of pressure there. Right wing, and Miller's going to be fouled. Almost traveled, but argument made that she was bumped by McKenna Broyles, and that's how the official saw it. So Broyles will pick up her second foul, seventh for the team, which means both teams in the bonus the remainder of this first half. Miller puts up the front end. It's too strong. Broyles will collect the loose ball for Olpe. She nearly travels. Gets it to Lily Skowski. Right block. Now right corner. Clark. Three on the way. Air balls it. And Curzon will touch it last as it rolls out of bounds. Waverly gets it back now. Looking to inbound here is right now, Zoe McNabb inbounds it. It's stolen away by Katie Robert, who puts it up right block for two more. And Robert starting to have a scoring bonanza here as now she has 10 points. Broyles inbounds to Katie Robert. Robert, right side to Ava Clark. Circling around to the top. Clark sets, fires the three. It's good! Cody Thurston, land Asian three by Ava Clark. Olpe now leads it 41-11, a 30-point differential. As Katie Robert, oh no, I thought Robert was going to pick up the foul for the hack. But instead, Ava Clark picks up the foul for the block. Nonetheless, Addison Miller going to the line for the 1-1. 4:02 remaining in the first half. Olpe leading it 41-11. Miller puts up the first. That one's too strong off the back iron, and McKenna Broyles easily pulls down the board. Now to the hands of Katie Robert. Robert, right wing to Ava Clark. Up top to Kenzie Curzon. Now left side inside the arc to Lily Skowski. Skowski gets to the block. Now goes to Katie Robert. Robert breaks the ankles of Addison Miller and lays it in point blank on the front side layup. And Katie Robert.
21st turnover now for Waverly. It's just the wheels kind of fell off this half. But big plus here for Olpe is Millie Bailey back in the ballgame. So fortunate for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Appears whatever she went out with was a minimal.
McKenna Broyles checks out. Jenna Smith will come in and relieve Ava Clark. Katie Robert now leading all scorers with 12 points. Majority of those coming here in this second quarter alone, as she has eight here in the second. 3:35 remaining in the half. Smith at the foul line with it. Off the pass from Robert to Millie Bailey. Right block layup is good off the glass. Millie Bailey now has seven. Serenity Lockwood has it stolen by Lily Skowski at half court. Skowski goes up, layup, good. Lily Skowski in double figures with 10 now. 47-11, Olpe over Waverly as Allie Stuckey will travel, trying to get around Robert.
This is almost like a Jesse Nelson-led Olpe Eagle team, something that, you know, we didn't really see the last say 18 months just with a maddening backcourt defense that's really forcing a lot of turnovers, getting easy buckets on the opposite end.
Skowski's floater is short, gets her own board, and puts it back with the right side layup. Lily Skowski now ties Katie Robert for the lead scorer with 12. Stuckey hands off to Lockwood, and Robert says, not today. Smacks it out of her hand and into the Olpe bench. It'll stay with Waverly. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Ron Slaymaker. It'll be a full timeout. We'll take a 60-second break ourselves. 49-11, 2:41 remaining in the half. Olpe leading Waverly. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament here on Country 101.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Angela Blankley, a full-time real estate agent with Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. I have over 10 years in real estate experience to offer you. Whether you're selling or buying, I'd love to make your dream a reality. I'm available to help you anytime and will work diligently to make your transaction enjoyable in the professional manner you deserve. Feel free to call or text me anytime at 620-344-6368 to discuss your real estate needs.
Your home isn't just somewhere you live. It's your place, a place where memories are made and where you deserve to feel safe and sound. That's why protecting your home with a roof from GR Roofing is the peace of mind you need. From state-of-the-art stone-coated metal or traditional asphalt roofing to the gutters and downspouts, the team at GR Roofing has you covered. Call Mark Rummel or Todd Griffin today, 344-0661. GR Roofing, your area metal roofing specialists.
Coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament brought to you here on Country 101.7 FM, in part by Harveyville Storage at 138 East Elm Street, Harveyville, Kansas. Units rent for $50 to $70 per month, and they have three unit sizes available. Call Michelle at 785-231-47840 for leasing information. Also by Townside Apartments in Burlingame, where seniors and disabled residents can enjoy country living. Contact Michelle for leasing information at 785-654-3100. Back to action here. Serenity Lockwood has her right side layup altered, and then she gets dragged to the floor by Jenna Smith on the rebound attempt, and Smith will pick up the foul for that one. Well, it's good to see that Jenna's absence hasn't affected her defensive pressure, as she's still very aggressive down low. Lockwood sets for the front end of the 1-1, and no good. And thus far,
it's going to be a lane violation. Lily Skowski was over at the bench trying to get a finger taped up. So Lockwood will get another opportunity. Waverly yet to hit a foul shot. 0-for-5 now.
Just about to say that. Their shooting woes have been costly here, as checking into the Olpe lineup is Auburn Garriott for Lily Skowski.
Garriott.
Is it Garriott?
Garriott.
Thank you. My apologies. Auburn Garriott. Why didn't you correct me that at the start of the season, sir?
I thought you knew.
I did not. Lockwood misses on the second chance opportunity off the lane violation. 49-11 is the lead for Olpe. Left side, Jenna Smith off the pass from Curzon. No good. Rebound rolls out of bounds. It was last touched by Olpe. It'll go to Waverly. Inbound now coming to Lockwood. It's a little long, but thankfully Addison Miller was there to back her up. Miller across half court. Going around Millie Bailey. Inside the arc right side. Driving baseline, and she travels yet again. Second time.
24 now.
Second time that Addison Miller has been pressured to travel and has acquiesced it. 2:09 remaining here in the first half. Again, 49-11 is the lead for Olpe. Jenna Smith, right elbow, goes right wing to Kenzie Curzon. Now right block to Millie Bailey. Bailey over the top of the defense. Leaves the shot long, gets her own board, puts it back, no good. Gets her own rebound yet again, and she will be fouled. And Bailey, again, ooh, a little slow to get up, and she's limping pretty hard on that right leg. I don't like the looks of that. Minute 55 remaining here in this first half. Millie Bailey to the line, as picking up the foul was Allie Stuckey of Waverly. That's her first. Puts up the front end of the 1-1. It's no good. The rebound is won by Waverly, and a foul will be called on Olpe. The foul is against Auburn Garriott. Lockwood at the line for Waverly. Double bonus time now for the Lady Bulldogs. That's the 10th team foul for the Olpe Lady Eagles. Lockwood puts up the first, hits back iron, almost falls through, then goes by the wayside. Into the Olpe lineup comes Kayla Steinke. Back into the Waverly lineup comes Josie Romig. Romig, again, with three fouls on the evening. Lockwood setting for the second attempt. Puts it up. That one's good.
There we go.
Shooting rows finally come to an end momentarily.
So Waverly missed their first seven before their first make. Olpe hit their first seven before their first miss.
Only 3 points scored in the second quarter for Waverly. They trail at 49-12 as Josie Romig flying in out of nowhere knocks away the jumper of Gracie Sheevy. The Waverly faithful wanted a foul. Official says, nope, all ball. Curzon has it, top of the key. She goes left side inside the arc to Kayla Steinke. She tried to find Auburn Garriott on the baseline, and Garriott falls down trying to track that one down. It goes out of bounds. Turnover to Waverly. Coming in for the Lady Bulldogs once again is Addison Miller. She will replace Serenity Lockwood. Lockwood with just 1 point on the evening. Miller with 3 points. Has the only three for Waverly tonight. Romig. Right side to Stuckey. Stuckey getting harassed by Kinsey Curzon on the baseline, and she'll throw it away in the lane. Hustling down the other way is Kayla Steinke. Steinke, layup, opposite end, rolls around and circles its way in for two. Kayla Steinke now in the score sheet. 51-12 the lead for Olpe. Stuckey, let's go a three on the Waverly end. It's too long. Rebound won by the imposing Kinsey Curzon. She's got the height over everybody. That ball was high up in the air, and she just took it away. On the other end, knocking down a long two, Auburn Garrett. About a 20-footer. Opposite end trying to answer was Stuckey. It's no good. Rebound to Olpe. Curzon, right side, up and in. Kayla Steinke off the feed by Curzon. 4 points for Steinke, 55-12, under 30 seconds remaining in the first half. Josie Romig skips it left side to Miller. She pushes off, throws it up top. Stookie's three is short. Jenna Smith collects the board for Olpe. Smith, left block, jumper on the way, nothing but net, Jenna Smith.
It's begun the night for Olpe. Seems like every shot they throw up, it's falling through the hoop.
All but two players that have stepped on the court for Olpe have scored. Stuckey trying to have the last word, short on the nine-footer from the right side, and that will do it for the first half. At the end of two quarters, 57-12 is the lead for the Olpe Lady Eagles in this opening round matchup of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament. We will take a quick break, come back, get you halftime stats and analysis, get set for second half action here from White Auditorium. You're listening to coverage of the 102nd Lyon County League Basketball Tournament right here on Country 101.7 FM, streaming online at KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Strengths to